the winter months, they talk about the, you know, the winter blues or cloudy days. It's not that much. People don't get out too much, but then you have the sunshine. It's really nice to see that. It kind of brightens your attitude. And of course, in our office area, we have a mirror ball in the window. And in the morning sun, if there's a morning sun, then we get sparkles all over the wall just to brighten our day. And it's a good way to start a Monday. And we're going to talk this morning a little bit about your mental health and something very special that's been put into action for Lorain County and all of Ohio, in fact, nationwide. And here to talk about it is Dr. Kathleen Kern with the Lorain County Board of Mental Health. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
So let's talk about this thing. It's a crisis text line.
That's right.
We've heard of a crisis hotline. Mm-hmm. What's the difference, or how does this
change? In Lorain County, we have a crisis hotline that fields about upwards of 14,000 calls every year. And those are calls from folks who are in kind of a psychiatric crisis, who are potentially suicidal, who are really struggling. And their main role is to determine whether or not somebody needs hospitalization. So this crisis text line is a wonderful complement to that service, because the crisis text line is available to absolutely anybody, even if they're not totally in a psychiatric crisis. So could be appropriate for a teenager who's getting bullied at school, or somebody who's just feeling down but not necessarily needing a hospitalization. Gives them an opportunity just to reach out and get some immediate feedback and support from a trained crisis counselor who can help them collaboratively problem solve.
Do they do it via text then?
They do. Basically, you just text in the subject line, "For Hope" is the subject line for Ohio, and you text that to 741-741. So that's the number 4, and then Hope. And again, their goal is within 5 minutes to immediately respond to the person who's texting. And I tried it out myself, and I did get an immediate response. And then they'll just ask some questions and try to figure out how they can be most supportive. And I don't know if you have or work with teenagers, but one of the reasons I'm really excited about this is because I feel like teenagers are always communicating via text.
This is their mode of getting information from
exactly.
And so there, you talk about the phone, none of them answer. My daughter has a phone. I can call her all day and she'll never answer. But
exactly.
If I text her, I get a response almost immediately.
So absolutely.
You are taking the solution to where there's a possible, the problem can be discussed in their format. And of course, I guess in a sense, you're also dealing with young people as well, who are always maybe in crisis of different things that maybe as adults, we don't know those crises. Talk maybe a little bit about some of the things that may come up for teens or young adults in this center.
Well, it could really be anything. A young person could text as a result of feeling like they're alone. Sometimes they get texts that are as innocuous as, "I'm bored and I don't know what to do." And other times they get texts that say, "Hey, I'm really in trouble and I'm thinking about completing suicide." In the latter case, the trained crisis counselor would then connect somebody with a local emergency resource. So while it's intended to be a place where anybody can get support for any reason, they've also got it built such that if somebody is in a legitimate crisis, they get linked with a local system and an emergency response is initiated. So it can be used for both reasons.
So you're hoping in some cases the texting leads to conversation, real conversation?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. For example, when I contacted them, I was just reaching out to say, "I want to make sure this works." They responded immediately. They asked if I was in crisis, if I was having any difficulty. And then ultimately, at the very end of the text, they report back in and say, "Are you complete? Is whatever your issue, whatever the issue that you texted about, is it resolved?" And then they have you rate whether or not the service was effective. So, it's nice that it's so responsive and that they kind of stay with the person right until the end, until the issue is resolved. And I think the founder of the text line really had two purposes in mind. One was to provide support for not just teens, but people of any age who want to text, even prior to being in crisis, for any reason. And then the other piece, and the reason that Ohio has its own subject line, that for the number 4 and then Hope, is that even though these texts are absolutely anonymous, it allows us at the state level and hopefully soon at the county level to collect some general information about what kind of things are the folks in Ohio struggling with? So when I was listening to the founder of the text line a couple of weeks ago, she mentioned that one of the things that Ohio is, the texts are most often about is young people who are struggling and don't know how to cope with things and might even be cutting themselves or self-harming. So that's how that information then can be fed back into our system, and we can figure out different ways to help the young people in Ohio learn to cope with their emotions in a more functional manner.
I'm curious, the creator of the text line, is this somebody who was in the mental health field? Was it sort of a tech person? Was it somebody who had maybe personal reasons for doing something like this? Do you know any kind of background of how this came to be, actually?
Sure. The founder's name is Nancy Lubin, and prior to this, she had established a social media outlet that offered opportunities for people to do good things. So she established a network and would say, we want to collect food for every food pantry in America. And then she'd blurt out this e-blast or text blast and get people motivated to do good things. And people would be in correspondence with her organization. She said that at one point, when people were giving her information, a young lady had texted in and indicated that she was in big trouble and that somebody had been raping her. And Nancy's big concern is that at that point, there was no mechanism by which she could identify a way to help that person. So she created the text line to say, you know, there's a lot of kids out there and adults who just need somebody to connect with, you know, somebody to respond to them. And with the text line, she's now got the availability to get that immediate feedback to the person through a trained crisis counselor, and doesn't have to worry so much about people who are just calling in and leaving those kind of messages but not able to get a response.
I bet when the boards of mental health sort of found out about something like this and she was taking it maybe to them, you realize this is sort of a godsend, another way of reaching people, because there's many times you know you have services,
mm-hmm.
and there are people in crisis. Bringing the two together is really the most challenging for you.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that is at heart what we need to do, is make sure that the people who are in trouble get connected with the services that are available. And this is just one additional way to make that happen.
Now, is this up and running? It's been up and running for a while now in Ohio?
Yes, it has. Okay. It has. So at any point, somebody could text 4HOPE to 741-741, and they'll get an immediate response.
When we opened, Bruce mentioned the gray, cold days of winter.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's texting or whether it's calling the crisis hotline, do you find that more people need help this time of year? Do you see that in numbers?
I think, you know, the trends that we've looked at up until this point are most related to our crisis hotline. As I mentioned, they have 14,000 or so callers every year. And it's somewhat unpredictable. You would expect that around holidays you'd have an increase. That's what we would expect from the research. And year after year, we tend to be surprised about where there's ebbs and flows in the crisis hotline utilization. So while I think it's true that people tend to be more down during times when there's no sun and it's cold and they're sort of forced to stay inside and not socialize, perhaps because what we've had in place is just a solution for those people who are really in crisis to the point where they might need hospitalization, we haven't necessarily seen that correlation. But I wouldn't be surprised if now that we have the crisis text line, you see it, because you could just reach out and say, boy, I feel terrible today. I'm not really in crisis, but I don't feel like getting out of bed because it's cold and I want to stay here. And that would be an appropriate text to the text hotline, as opposed to, you know, that's probably not a person who's going to call our ESS.
Talking this morning to Dr. Kathleen Kern with the Lorain County Board of Mental Health. And I guess we're going to be talking to you a lot more in the future.
As, I hope so.
Is your things change over with your organization and you kind of become more involved with that? The mental health hotline, again, is 4HOPE. Is what you text to 741-741. And it supports anyone really in crisis here in Ohio and nationally as well. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks so much.